Welcome to the Health Fix Podcast, where health junkies get their weekly fix of tips, tools, and techniques to have limitless energy, sharp minds, and fit physiques for life. One of the best things you can do to improve your health is get at least 7 hours of quality sleep every single night. I know, it's hard to get that much sleep. Your mind keeps you awake, you're thinking about things, you get uncomfortable, you wake up early, and you just can't fall asleep again. There are hundreds of reasons why you can't get 7 hours of quality sleep every single night, and I've probably at least told you 100. But hey, listen, it's super important because your body heals itself when you sleep. And if you're not getting enough quality sleep, you're increasing your risk of disease and making it harder to lose weight. Yes. Wait, would you like to know an easy way to get more quality sleep every night? Make sure you're getting enough magnesium. Believe it or not, around 75% of people don't have enough of it, which helps explain why so many people have sleep problems. Unfortunately, most magnesium supplements are not full spectrum, so they won't fix your magnesium deficiency or help you sleep better. There are actually 7 unique forms of magnesium, and you must get all of them if you want to experience its calming, sleep-enhancing effects. That's why I recommend Magnesium Breakthrough by Bioptimizers. Simply take 2 capsules before you go to bed, and you will be amazed by how much better you sleep and how much more rested you feel when you wake up. For an exclusive offer for my listeners of the Health Fix Podcast, you guys want to go over to www.magbreakthrough.com/healthfix. And you can save up to 42%. Yes, that's right. 42% savings on Magnesium Breakthrough when you go to www.magbreakthrough.com/healthfix. Hey, Health Junkies. I have Dr. Robert Ciprian again on because you know what? I couldn't let it go in that we didn't get to the point of helping folks to learn what are the next steps you can take to kind of use your own intuition to help on your own healing journey. Because, you know, I really like folks to have steps at home because, you know, stuff happens in the middle of the night. It happens on the weekend when you can't get a hold of somebody, but also just so that you don't have to rely on someone else. I want everyone to be self-reliant in the long run. So Dr. Robert, thanks for coming back on again.
Thanks for having me. Yeah, it was a great chat with you last time. But yeah, I felt a little bad that like, hey, what are some tools that we could, you know, have people use here? So yeah, this is great.
Yeah, so round 2, we're going to talk about tools. And conveniently enough, I was just sharing with Dr. Robert that before we got on this morning, I had this weird vertigo thing going on where I got out of bed and I felt like I was drunk. And I'm like, well, I didn't drink. It's been a while since that happened. And, you know, I was like, okay, yesterday I was chopping up apples all day because we harvested a whole bunch of them. And I did a whole bunch of applesauce and canned a whole bunch of applesauce. I'm like, maybe leaning down. So, you know, a lot of folks, vertigo is common for a lot of people. Vertigo is a thing. And I was like, let's talk about that as we start. And we're going to flow and see what else this morphs into. So when you think about, all right, you've got vertigo, what as a chiropractor would be your first thought? And then moving into the holistic healing side of things, what kind of things come up?
Well, there's some basic mechanisms that help you deal with your balance. We have our eyes, of course, which are very important. Our eyes should be naturally balanced on the horizon. I think it can make our eyes kind of go off of the horizon and cause vertigo issues. We have what is called visual writing reflexes. Mm-hmm. Now, if those are off, it could be because of muscles in the neck. One's too tight, one's too weak. It could be the cranial bones are a little bit shifted. There's one big cranial bone right in back of the eyes called the sphenoid. Mm-hmm. That's kind of where your temple bones are. That's like the end of it. It's kind of shaped like a Batman bat, like right behind your eyes. So that could tilt and shift. Of course, we have the inner ear. The inner ear has all these little ossicles, little crystals in there that kind of move in different directions, that your head goes in different directions. So your body knows where your head is in space, and that helps to keep you balanced also. But if those get an issue in there and they get stuck somehow, or if your ear gets a little bit of a misalignment in there, or if you have a little bit of an ear infection where there's pressure pushing inner ear, that could also cause you to feel like you're spinning a little bit or just uneasy when you're walking and stuff like that. Then you also have these neck writing reflexors that are in the neck around the carotid artery. So those also, with your neck motion and stuff like that, help you stay balanced. And there's a hyoid, this little bone under your jaw that has 16 little strap muscles that attach to it that also acts like a gyroscope in your body. So we have all this stuff in the upper aspect of our body that helps us keep our head in good position, but also keeps us feeling like we're not, you know, keeps us balanced. Yeah. Otherwise we might feel like we're falling or spinning. And there's other reflexes too, like in the pelvis and the kneecaps and things like that too. But we have these sensory organs all throughout our body that helps to tell our brain where the parts of our body are in space, if they're moving or still, or what's going on. So yeah, any of those that could get upset could cause this.
Well, I've got a couple of theories here, because I would mention the apple thing. And then a couple of days ago, I was swimming in Lake Michigan 2 days in a row and definitely got some water in my ears and kind of was doing this thing, like making sure I got it out. I don't feel anything sloshing. I was kind of checking to see, is that a thing? So I was going, all right, well, did my checks. Then I was like, all right, is there something emotional? Because we did have to put down one of our dogs last Thursday. So I know. Oh, he was sick. It was a long battle with him. I only had him for a year. He was a rescue. And so I thought, well, is there some emotional stuff going on? So of course, as the world turns and how I work, I think about all the things. And I want to mention for folks to think about all these things, because they all have a possibility. And because vertigo isn't something that I actually ever have had, other than, okay, when I drink too much, but that's explainable. This one I'm going, huh, all right, what's going on here? So I pose it to you to go, all right, we went through the head and the anatomical things. What would someone think about next in the spiritual realm and things of that nature as to what might be going on?
Well, the emotional is definitely a very good part too. That's something we definitely got to consider. And you also talked about drinking. What does drinking do? It wears out your digestive tract and liver and stuff like that too. So like the whole digestive tract can have an influence on that also. Mm-hmm. Maybe, did you eat a bunch of apples yesterday as you were doing all this work? I mean, maybe it was too much of an overload on your system. Maybe it just stressed your body out a little bit too much. So it could be that too. But also, yeah, the energies of the body also. We have our acupuncture meridians, which run up and down our neck, around our face, relate to our the neck muscles and stuff like that. The neck muscles on the big ones, like on the side in the front of your neck, called the sternocleidomastoids. Like those are like, you turn your head one way or the other, they like stick out. You see them. Mm-hmm. Those relate to the stomach meridian and also relate to the sinuses. Anything going on for your sinuses today at all? Or,
you know, I don't feel stuffy or anything, but I had a thermography scan done about 3 weeks ago, and they noted a whole bunch of inflammation around this right eye. And then some like right here on by my mouth. And I'm like, what is going on there? So of course I'm putting this all in my head going, is something going on there? But no, I don't feel stuffy. I don't feel anything in the sinuses, but yet it's not entirely out of the realm. Let's put it that way.
So that's something else we're putting on the list right there. Mm-hmm. And the upper trapezius muscle just go from the base of your head to your shoulders. Like those are the big ones. Everyone always wants someone to massage really hard because one of them's always usually tense, or both of them are tense. Those relate to the kidneys. So if there's some dehydration going on, if, you know, you've been drinking stuff that's actually going to dehydrate you too, like alcohol or milk products or sugary stuff, that could also cause imbalance those upper trapezius muscles too. So we have the kind of the big front and back muscles, what they're related to. That little hyoid we talked about under the jaw, that little cartilage-y kind of U-shaped, like horseshoe-shaped bone under the jaw, that all those muscles relate to that actually relate to your thymus and your immune system. So that could be immune-related too. So cold or flu coming on can make someone feel a little dizzy sometimes also.
That's true.
So that's the meridian relationships. Now, when we get into bigger energy things like the chakras, the neck chakra, the fifth chakra, relates to the thyroid and the lungs. And the thyroid's all your different metabolisms and also governs your hormones in your body. And, you know, the lungs what bring in oxygen, take all the goodies out of it, like the oxygen, nitrogen, stuff like that our body needs, and breathes out all the toxins, carbon dioxide and a bunch of other gases we don't need. So that relates to lungs and thyroid, and also any emotions related with that, grief and sadness, like you were talking about for your dog. Mm-hmm. Immune system can be different types of stresses, and also like lost hope and anxiety, and just kind of that could affect the thyroid. So those deal with the neck chakra, and I would go up one to the chakra that's around the forehead, between the eyes, the third eye chakra. And that relates to the pituitary gland. Mm-hmm. Some say the pineal gland is like two different ones. We have the seventh chakra on top of the head, the sixth chakra, which is like the third eye. And I think they kind of cross over a little bit, but yeah, that could have some issues there. And that also relates to the sinuses. Mm. So that can cause some big energetic imbalance. And whenever there's an energetic imbalance, the cells and the tissues kind of follow after it also. So they could have an imbalance from it.
Okay.
So that's my main rundown of everything I would think about up there. And of course, you know, my first profession is chiropractic. I'd also just want to make sure your whole neck's lined up properly too, just the bones in the neck, because that's a big issue also.
Well, I've definitely been accused of having my head on, not on straight. So
wait, we're talking emotionally or physically?
Oh. No, my father, probably both. But the truth is my atlas and axis will often be off when I go in for chiropractic adjustments. And so I did think about that as being, you know, from all the cutting, maybe I was doing something weird or standing strange in that case, but you know, you never know. Right. So this is why I, you know, when folks come to me, they're like, well, I think it may be this, but then it could be that, you know, so we have that. So now it goes to, all right, so what do? We've got these theories. We're not sure. Obviously, I can stand straight and you can see me standing straight on my feet and see if there's any, like if I'm turning my head or anything. All right, I'm going to not look because then I'll try to correct. All right. So if someone's at home, they could look into the mirror, right? And they could see if their head's on straight, correct?
Yeah, well, your head's a bit off, your shoulders are a bit off, your jaw's a little bit off too. One side of your jaw is swelled up a little bit than the other one. I mean, there's several different things going on there.
Okay.
You could tell one eye is a little bigger than the other, and one's a little bit higher and the other one's a little bit lower. So there's a lot of different things. One of your nostrils, your nose is a little bit larger, the other one's a little smaller. You know, you could keep tearing that stuff apart, but you know, you don't always want to find every single little detail and focus on it. You want to like look at what is the big picture that we can really, you know, do one big thing maybe, and all these other ones just kind of fall in line.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, I don't know if we talked about the last time, the 80-20 principle.
Yes.
You want to do something that will have an 80% effect on your body instead of a 20% effect on your body. So we want to, you know, find out, you know, what is going to have the biggest impact.
Yeah. All right. So if someone's evaluating themselves and they looked at me and yes, I do have some things definitely off within my system for sure. So they look at that, they see that, they go, all right, what's going to be the biggest bang for their buck? What could they do first? What could I do, I guess, in my case, since we're—
Well, the first thing I recommend is to have presence in your body and feel what's going on in your body, because most people are not in their body fully. And most people don't want to feel what's going on in their body. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if you're meditating, also some people go out of their body to meditate. Oh, I feel so good when I meditate, or do this or do that, go for a run or work out, because they're literally out of their body and they're not feeling what's going on physically inside. So I actually want to pull people in and get them to feel everything that's going on. And that can be a huge thing to just, see what sensations you get.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So yeah. Let's just have you sit there for a minute and feel your feet on the floor.
Okay.
All right. Feel your feet on the floor. Now feel like your lower legs, like your calves and your shins.
Okay.
And just feel your knees.
I'm gonna close my eyes so I can do this. All right, I can feel my knees. There we go.
Yeah. Got it. Now feel your thighs, like your quadriceps, your inner thigh muscles, your hamstrings, your outer thigh muscles. Just feel that whole leg there. And really, and anything that pops up, any feeling, imagery, sensation, texture, hot, cold, just take that into account. Just realize that and keep going.
All right.
Then feel the hips.
Okay.
Just really feel your hips. Let yourself sink into those hips. Now, feel your butt bones that you're sitting on and really just feel the weight of your body on your butt bones.
Okay.
And now, once you go in between your butt bones and just be aware and feel your perineum.
Okay.
Now, just as a general, just be aware of your whole pelvis that we got some of those details down.
Okay.
Now, what I want to do too is I want to establish kind of your grounding to the earth. So now we got this lower body and awareness. Just picture some nice big deep roots that come out of the bottom of your feet and just go deep down into the earth and connect with the earth. And from that perineum area between your two butt bones, picture just like a waterfall of light, like a beam of light coming from there down to the center of the earth.
All right. I'm imagining almost like a spaceship. My perineum is a spaceship and the light's coming down.
Feel like that connection, that beam from your perineum all the way down to the center of the earth, and feel the earth just tug on it a little bit. All right. And what this is doing, this is getting you connected into your body. All right. Now from the feet with those roots are, just feel energy coming up into your legs and filling up your pelvis and feel about 10% of it going back down the grounding cord from your perineum back down to the earth. And just kind of feel that circulation in your body there coming up into your legs and feet, filling up the pelvis and just about 10% going down. But all the other energy it's filling up, let that fill up your pelvis. Let that fill up your abdomen, your gut, your intestines. Let it start filling up your back around your kidneys. Let it start filling up into your diaphragm and ribs. Feel that energy coming from the earth and just filling your body up. Let it come up into your stomach, into your lungs, and filling up your back, and coming up into your chest and your heart and your shoulders. And coming down your arms, your elbows and forearms and hands and fingertips. And coming back up again into your neck, up into your jaw, up into your sinuses, behind your eyes, up to the top of your head, and spilling back down a little bit down the back of your neck, back of your shoulders, all the way down your spine, into those kidneys, into the tailbone. And again, just going back into that grounding cord. All right, so just sit there for a moment. Just kind of feel where your body is with all this awareness you have right now. Just give yourself a moment. Has anything come to mind as you're just sitting there being aware of all this?
So crazy enough, my shoulder, I felt my shoulder go, and then my right hip is what I feel the most in like SI joint and like low back, right hip. Everything seems to be right there. Which isn't
all right. Yeah. So when you're in your body, you realize these things, you have more of an awareness.
Mm-hmm.
Now just kind of center yourself back in again and just have this presence, feel the presence within your body. Just feel like this is my home. I own this. Like I know everything that's going on here. I feel everything that's going on here. And just ask to see where this vertigo is coming from. I shouldn't always say see, I'm so visual, but to sense or feel or have an awareness of where this vertigo comes from.
I'm totally visual too. So I got you on that. It seems like everything's right side. That's what just keeps coming up, right side, right side.
Okay. Now your right side is where you have the sinus thing they said, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's also where I see your jaws out a little bit more on the right side too.
Mm-hmm.
So if you focus on that sinus and the jaw on the right side, what type of feeling do you have if you really get your awareness deeper into that part of your body, just kind of like your right side inside your face, inside your skull there, and inside your jaw?
I feel like it can breathe into my sinus. Do you know what I mean? Like, I feel like I can get air up here, but I can't get air up here on the right side.
Okay. So it's like a stuck feeling up there.
Yeah.
All right. I want you to feel that stuck feeling as much as you can.
Okay.
Actually, welcome that stuck feeling. Be like curious about it. Welcome it. Just notice as much as you can and allow it to just be there. Allow it to take over your sensation. What type of sensation do you get from that stuck feeling? Do you get a color? Do you get any sort of texture, like a hot or cold or a dry or wet or any information like that?
It seems red behind my eye. Like that's all I see is red and
Okay.
reddish orange, I should say.
Okay.
And temperature, no, just reddish orange.
All right. Any smell with that? Any tastes? Any weird energy feeling?
Taste, no. Smell, no. My jaw just popped.
Okay.
Nothing else
Because,
enters the energy feeling. Just
all
feels
right.
there, like there.
Okay. All right. Now let's go back in there. I want you to really allow that and focus on all that sensation there and that red color. And I want you to pretend you got a big volume knob or a light knob. And I want you to turn it up. Like if it's at a one right now, turn it up to a 10 and make it be more intense and brighter and make every sensation you have about it turn up as much as you can. Like really magnify it. And then let that color and sensation actually fill your whole being, your whole body. Like just let this thing take you over as much as possible and keep focusing on it as much as you can. Even if you get uncomfortable, even if you start shaking or having a little emotional release or anger coming up or a sadness or whatever it might be. Just keep on it with your awareness as much as possible. And let me know when you start to feel it like dissipate, like you can't hold on to it as much anymore.
Okay. Right now, the color changed to purple from red.
All right, stick with it. Let's see what else it changes to.
Yeah, it's bordering between purple and like reddish, and it's going back and forth. And I do feel that I can get a little bit more air in this area right now.
Okay. Just keep it up even more to just feel it. It's just like until it's literally dissolving or melting away.
So crazy. Now it feels like it's gone down into my like scapular area on the right shoulder.
Okay. I want you to just have an intuitive sense and ask, am I ready to let this go? Just ask yourself, am I ready to let this go and see what kind of answer you get internally.
Yep, I'm ready.
Okay. So I want you to do is wherever it is now, like different color in your shoulder, whatever, I want you to say, I surrender this to the universe.
I surrender this to the universe.
And I want you to ask to have it removed. And to replace the higher vibrating energy of whatever's in your highest good right now.
Could we remove this from my body and increase my energetic vibe here?
And to heal the wound in your soul that might be there with it.
And to heal the wound in my soul that might be there with it too.
Okay. Now, how is that feeling in your body?
Yeah, I don't feel my right hip anymore. I feel almost kind of tingly up here, like
Yeah, energy
tingles up
moving
here.
up there. Yeah.
Yeah, tingly up here. So, but the shoulders got a little bit of something still, maybe like right in here. I'm feeling some tingles kind of going down the back of my shoulders, kind of like that tension stuff.
Okay. Now, what was there a certain movement where the vertigo would show up before?
Literally, like I got out of bed this morning. And went right for the wall, went, whoa.
Okay, so it was just the one instance?
It kept going, like, as I tried to move around. So I guess it's just walking around. It was okay. Anything, any motion was causing it.
Okay, so I'd say maybe walk around a little bit now and just see if you notice anything.
Nope, I feel like myself.
All right.
Yeah, I don't feel weird too, like that weird underlying, like, I have seizures. I'll explain this in the seizure terms. I have seizures, and when I have that, like, after the seizure, you just feel like you're weird. That's when I felt, like, weird, and I don't feel that weird right now. I feel normal.
Okay.
Yeah, just tension in my neck, which I'd love a massage, but yes, that.
Yeah, so you can go through and use the same thing for the neck and the shoulder and all that stuff. There's a way of just processing energy in your body. Because, like I said before, people, they don't want to be in their body. They don't want to experience anything that's uncomfortable or unhappy or not joyful and positive in their body. So all these things build up. And if we focus on them, we can actually dissolve these things. We could just have these things move on and replace with a higher vibrating energy. And if you learn to do this every day at every little thing you feel, you could literally change your life. I did this with emotions in a really dark period of my life. And I did it probably for maybe a month and a half straight, every single day, every time something uncomfortable came up, some emotional thing, I would just work on it, work on it, work on it. And literally my whole life changed like in a month and a half.
Wow.
Because just processing the emotions. You could do this with emotions. You could do this with, you know, like we just did a few of like health issues going on, stuff like that. Pain, like you sprain your ankle, sit there and feel it. Like feel it as soon as you happen, as soon as you get an injury, and work on that, move that energy out, you know? So yeah, this is a very valuable tool.
It's fascinating. And really, like with the grounding stuff, like you described for me, and imagining, like my thing was the spaceship and just like the light coming down. I like the whole alien concept. I'm weird like that. But anyone who's listening right now, you guys, I mean, you can do this easily with like an ankle sprain, or for example, my hip that I'm feeling right now, it's coming back again. So now I would like think about grounding my feet back into the ground, putting the roots back in, working on that light, and keep doing this over and over. And so with your emotions, Dr. Robert, so you were feeling the feels, right? Feeling the things and then grounding, like letting the earth kind of take it. Is that kind of where you were going with that?
I was feeling the depression. I was feeling the anger. I was feeling the angst. Like anytime it would just come up again, I would just see where it is in my body, allow it to be there and turn up the intensity. Literally my body would be shaking sometimes. I have to scream and yell sometimes, might cry sometimes, but just being aware of what's going on in your body, and then these things work themselves out. And then like afterwards, just feel like, you know, you just exercise or something. You're just like, oh, I feel so much better. I feel tired and loose and relaxed. And, you know, but yeah, this is a very valuable tool. That's just, you know, something that everyone should know how to do. It really is.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I find it fascinating. And I love hearing different versions of it. Cause this morning I was laying in bed, which was make it hard to ground because I was like, I don't want to get out of bed now. If someone, say, is in bed and they're not really wanting to get out, how do we ground in bed? How do we let things go in bed? What would you tell folks, you know, in terms of trying to give it back to the earth? What could they do?
Yeah, well, then down is just a different direction. It's in, you know, it's still below you toward the earth. See roots from your feet going down into the earth. Feel a grounding cord from your perineum, your first chakra. That's really what is your root chakra going down to the earth.
This is smart because no, I didn't think of it that way today. I actually put one foot on the floor. Old techniques from college trying to make the spin stop. I was like, if I put my foot on the floor, stop, right? So, you know, that was my intuitive move. But for those of you guys listening, this is good stuff for you guys to hear because, you know, you might not think of it when you're in bed. You know, what do I do? How do I get this ankle or my hip or my back to stop hurting? And so thinking of where's the ground, draw your root down to that ground, draw the light down to that ground where I went back to college and, you know, put my foot on the ground. But, you know, you guys come up with whatever techniques work for you. I'm just using my own entertaining purposes.
Yeah, because wherever the mind goes, the energy is going to follow.
Okay.
And that's an amazing thing. Even walking or running, like I do walking meditation all the time. I ground myself while I'm walking, or used to while I was running, or things like that too. You just visualize that grounding as you're moving. And this is good too, because it's important while you're walking or running or doing any of these activities, even driving, to feel yourself in your body and be aware of yourself in your body. The more presence you have in your body, literally, the less other junk's going to wind up in there, because there's no room for it, because your focus is on your body. Or things do show up, you're going to know it way ahead of time, because you're like, my foot feels a little bit weird, or my gut feels a little bit weird, or kidney or whatever, because your presence is there. Things aren't going to sneak up on you.
This is smart. And I think this is a big thing for folks to be thinking about in this thing. Little things can develop over time. So the more aware you actually are, the more preventative medicine, literally, you are providing for yourself, which is huge. And side note, folks, my jaw popped again, just hanging out here. So that's kind of fun. You know, a lot of people will have chronic pain. And I think this is a good space to switch into talking a little bit about what to do in that case. Because obviously my vertigo was new, started this morning, something I don't have ever. And now, I don't want to call it my vertigo, because I feel like I just owned it. I don't want to own you. No, the vertigo that showed up. But chronic pain can be a thing that folks have for years and years. What would you do the same kind of thing with them? Have them practice day in, day out, working on feeling the feels and going through what comes up?
When I'm working with people in sessions or like with coaching and things like that, this is a basic tool I want everyone to have. This is just something that you should have, because, you know, there's things you could do for yourself before you call me next Tuesday when our appointment is, or something like that. You know, so I want people to self maintain themselves, definitely, because then we could get all the little junk out of the way and like, all right, what's this big thing we need to work on?
Right.
You know, because even though you're doing little stuff like this, you want to get all that stuff out of your way when you go see your practitioner, your healer, your doctor, so that like, all right, that stuff is, I got that under control, but we got this big thing that no matter what I do, that's not budging. And that's the stuff you want to help with the other people with.
Right. Let's talk about that, because I have a dear patient of mine and I have her working with an energy healer right at the moment, because she has numbness in her left hip. And no matter, actually right hip, no matter what she does, it's neuralgia paresthetica. We kind of diagnosed it because it was more of an exclusion. I was in there with my acupuncture needles, like all crazy, trying to release the psoas, like all kinds of crazy techniques. And nothing seemed to release what was going on. And so we deduced, okay, it's hip. She had chronic right hip pain too. You know, what's going on in terms of that emotions? And then of course I have the hip stuckness. So I'm like, all right, emotional stuff too. Clearly my big thing that I probably need to work on later. But for those folks who have something, like you said, you need someone to help you get that out when you've kind of went through all the things. People might be listening right now going, okay, Dr. Robert, I've had this pain. I've worked with other people like massage, chiro, acu, all that. Nothing's worked. And we talked about this a little bit before in our previous podcast. Most of the time it's an emotional, something stuck there. And I like to use the term from the show, oh gosh, he called it his dark passenger. And it was in Miami. What was the name of the darn show? Dexter. There we go. Uh-huh. And so I would always tell people, well, that's your dark passenger. We got to kind of, you know, see what we can do to get that out. But I do not have any training in the spiritual realm of helping folks to release something emotionally based. So let's talk through what folks could experience with you or any type of other provider that's more, and this is hard to say because I know not two people are alike in this. So let's talk specifically, like if they were going to work with you, how does a session go? How does it work when they're like, yeah, I've had this hip pain, like the neuralgia parasitica, and I can't seem to release it from my body. What do I do? How does the session work?
Yeah, things like that. The emotion just built up. This, I had one of my first mentors visiting in town. He was here for a conference this past weekend, and we were talking about a couple of our colleagues who came out with these big diseases, and they're brilliant doctors with the biochemistry of the body. They're brilliant with the biomechanics, the physical aspect, all these realms in the body they're just brilliant at. And I asked him, these few people that came out with these big diseases, I said, did they do any emotional work? And he looked at me, he goes, nope, none at all. Yeah. And that's why they're coming up with these big things, because they're missing a whole side, which is the emotions. The emotions, people just aren't that well trained in how to deal with it, number one. But number two, people don't want to go there. They're scared. They don't want to talk with people about all their dirty, old, yucky emotional things. For me, that's what I love doing. For me, when I work with a new client or a new patient, I want to know their whole history. I want to know what's going on. I want to know what was going on with their parents and their family. I want to know what their parents went through when they were kids. Like, to me, that's the most, some of the most valuable stuff you could have, because, you know, that can lead, that could be the biggest trigger that no one's finding, that could lead to some big health downfall or some huge ache and pain or just something that no one else could fix because they're not digging into the emotions. I'm not talking about like going to a therapist. I'm talking about releasing these emotions from a physical and spiritual type of aspect too. A quick example, I had this woman when I had the office in DC that came in to me, and she came out with really sudden hip pain. She couldn't really get around that well. And I seemed like she was walking okay. And I'm like, so, I mean, I don't see what's going on there. But she's like, no, I'm in training to climb Mount Everest and I had to stop my training. And either if it doesn't get fixed in the next 2 weeks, I got to say, I'm not climbing Mount Everest, like, because I can't make up the training. And so we got this emotion of guilt out of her hip and the pain went away in the office within a half hour. She says, what did you just do? I said, no, you focused on the emotion and you got it out. I guided her to release the emotion. She was right back at training for Mount Everest. I think the next week she was up in Colorado, like going all the peaks, like back in her training, and she climbed Mount Everest soon after that. Yeah. Just from getting that out of her hip. And yeah, she said she tried everything, physical therapy and massage and acupuncture and dry needling, nothing worked. It was just the emotion. So to me, you got to look at all the other stuff, but a lot of people are good at that, you know, but the emotional piece, everyone should have a little bit of training with that too. It should, I mean, it's such a place that it should be standard in alternative type schools. It really should be. So
yeah, it's not, that's a bummer. It's not like, I don't think we talked about addressing people's feelings and emotions, but we didn't talk about like, how do you help release it? Like,
yeah, functionally, how do we do this? Yeah. Functionally. Yeah. And I didn't learn that in school either. I had to go on the outside and learn it, but I started like, I think my first few months in school, I was learning that stuff. I've been doing it like 20 something years now. And, I couldn't think of working without it. Like if I only got one tool to work with, I'd say, let me just do the emotions. That's it.
Yeah.
Cause I think it's the most important because the mind affects everything. It's going to affect the biochemistry. It's going to affect the structure of the body. It's going to affect the energy. So to me, it's the one thing, if that's all you got, it's the mind. So, yeah, I just like to assess people by figuring out where the meridians are. First of all, like this, find out what's the weakest meridian. That's usually one with some big type of deficiency or block. And when a meridian gets deficient and the related organs get deficient energy, usually that organ will display the negative related emotions to it.
Mm-hmm.
And say it's liver. Like, all right, someone's got a liver blockage, a weak liver meridian. I'm going to be like, all right, maybe anger, maybe resentment, maybe frustration. These are all the liver related emotions, you know? Lungs are like grief and sadness and lost hope. I mean, these are lung emotions. So every organ has related emotions, and you find out where the weakest one is. That's usually like the little nest of what's going on with their emotions at that time. That's what's causing the big problems.
That, I mean, I'm sitting here thinking about it and going, all right, well, the hip, we've got the gallbladder channel going through there. We have some liver stuff coming up through there. We had stomach channel. I'm like, all right, well, and of course I'm tying it back to me because I can give my example of my hip or my patient too. You know, we're looking at, you know, anger, you know, we're looking at grounding issues with the stomach too, being the earth channel too. I'm like, wow. Okay. So when you're with people, you're talking through like, how's your digestive system? Are you asking these questions too, to kind of get some of the emotional, but the connection in terms of the meridian part of it?
Yeah, I mean, right away when I check meridians and say it comes up small intestine, I ask them, how's your digestion? Mm. Oh, it's fine. I'm like, well, do you ever get a little bit tired after you eat? Well, yeah, every day, like after lunch, I get tired. I'm like, oh, okay. All right. So, because sometimes it's not fully like people noticing like, oh, I got an issue here. It's like you got to really dig down a little bit deeper and get some more subtleties out of there. Or maybe sometimes they have no physical symptom of that blockage either. It's just not there.
Yeah.
You know? Because the energy could be imbalanced, but the physical body of the cells might not catch up for a while after. And we don't want a pathology to start forming. We want to get the energy moving before that happens anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. So someone might be thinking, you know, right now, like, okay, I do have hip pain, since we've kind of brought that up a lot. And they're like, I've had x-rays and it shows that I have like a weird angle of how my ball and socket go in. Let's go with that. Or for my case, I'll give you back on me. I used to figure skate when I was a kid. I fell a lot and I've got a chip on my right bone, on my right acetabulum at the top. And so we've got some stuff there in terms of what would cause stuck chi. If you call it that, you know, folks that are listening, it's a Chinese medicine term for if there's been an injury in an area, you'll have some area of stuck chi. So if someone has a physical injury that happened in a particular area, now they might be going, well, it's just that area, it's not emotions. How do you bridge that gap for them? How do you help them to kind of see it in both realms?
Well, back to my training with applied kinesiology, every muscle in the body relates to a different organ, an mm-hmm. acupuncture meridian, and gland and function. Mm-hmm. So like around the hips, glute max is reproductive, glute medius is reproductive, piriformis is reproductive, but more the uterus or prostate. We have the quadriceps, which relate to small intestine. We have the tensor fascia lata, a little outside the hip muscle that pulls on the iliotibial band. That's large intestine. The obturators are all related to climacteric, like if you're getting a little bit up in age and your reproductive system is getting ready to have some changes and stuff like that. And that happens in men and women both. So yeah, we have all these different muscles to look at there. And also the most important ones, sartorius and gracilis, they go from the inside of the knee and support the hip and the front and the side. And they relate to the adrenal gland. So adrenal gland stress could just cause your whole pelvis to twist out of place. So we have all these muscles there. And number one, if there's an injury, sometimes the muscle doesn't reset from the injury. There's always little organs in the muscle, Golgi tendon organs, and the origin insertion could pull off of the bone, and always little things that might just not make, won't allow the muscle to turn on and off properly anymore. The spindle cells in the muscles too, they just, might not work properly anymore. So all these functions, they can get screwed up from a direct injury. And that would just cause dysfunction. Now, the main supporter of any joint in the body, because people said, oh, I got cartilage issues or tendon issues or arthritis, blah, 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 whatever it is. The main stabilizer of any joint is the muscle. Mm-hmm. I've seen pro athletes with no cartilage in their knees still playing professional basketball because the doctors that work on them get all the muscles balanced. I've seen people with major hip problems. You just get the muscles balanced and all of a sudden chronic arthritic hips feel better. You know, just getting everything working right around a joint will make pain feel better, but also allow those stuck energies, that stuck chi, get it flowing again too. Mm-hmm. Now in a direct injury like that too, also the aura can be displaced. You know how to do like the energy work and stuff like that. You got to get the aura back in place. And that also helps the muscles in that area to function properly again. And the fascia to function properly again, all these different things too. So yeah, that's kind of like the whole rundown of what's going on with that. And yeah, if you injure a muscle in some way, it could affect the meridian, which again could block an organ and affect the emotions and also how the organ's working. So you could injure a muscle and that organ could suffer from it.
Interesting. I don't think a lot of people, I mean, for me, I find this all absolutely, I geek out for hours on all this because it's fascinating to me. But I think for a lot of people, they're not really thinking like my organ connected to my muscle connected, like, because I'm thinking sinew channels, Chinese medicine, all this stuff. I mean, it's fascinating how everything really is interconnected, folks. And you can really unravel a lot of stuff if you can jump back in your body for a minute and figure it out. It's impressive. It's impressive.
Just got to realize anything could affect anything and don't try to figure it all out. If you can't get it going better by yourself, go to someone that you heard, hey, they could figure anything out and just ask them to look at it. Cause like me, myself, I have a team I work with. I work with several different people and some person might see something, the other person might not. Cause everyone can see you at a different angle because they have a different training and they have a different way of looking at you. So, you know, I definitely suggest having a team of people that see things in different ways and work with them once in a while.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that's kind of where, unfortunately, we have this singular medicine thing. Like I'm going to this person because they're going to fix this. And that's the only person I see. Whereas I love having people see, you know, the physical therapist, the chiropractor, myself for acupuncture, you know, and then somebody on top of it for energy work. It's like magical. Let's put it that way to have all of the different aspects. So when someone comes to work with you and you're kind of working on the spiritual realm of things, helping them release things, do you find folks for them in other states if they need someone that's physical therapist, chiropractic, or do you guide them as to what to look for? Tell us how it works, because I want to know how it works to work with you so that my folks can be like really enlightened as to what they're getting when they sign up to work with you.
A lot of people that come to me already have a few people they work with. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like they're coming to me because they're stuck with something with those other practitioners that they're not getting over, and they heard about me or whatever, or maybe one of those practitioners referred them to me. Mm-hmm. So they usually have that, but a lot of times I think we talked about this last time. I learned to do like chiropractic work with the joints by doing focusing energy on people. Mm-hmm. Like I've helped people with leg problems or migraines or whatever, like on the other side of the world. Yeah. And right away I'm on, you know, texting with them or email or chat. I'm like, all right, walk around. They're like, oh my God, it's better. I had a woman laid out in the airport on the West Coast who's flying to the East Coast for a physical test for a sheriff's department. And her partner's like, call Dr. Robert, he will work on you. And she's just kind of giving up. Like, I'm sitting here laying on the floor, I can't even sit or stand. And I work on her at a distance with energy. And within a few moments, I say, okay, get up and walk around. She goes, what? I go, get up and walk around. Let me know how it feels. She gets up. She goes, oh my God, it's almost all gone. I go, almost? Well, where do you still feel it? And we got the last little 10, 15% going, just because we could focus energy. So I don't need to work with someone who is seeing the chiropractor or whatever. If they are already, I mean, that's great, you know, because it's also good just to have different sets of eyes on you too. But also for the emotions, I could work out the emotions from someone at a distance, or if there's energy blockage in an organ, or, you know, we do the shamanistic work and sometimes people have dark energies attached to them, which will just keep stirring emotions or a physical problem over and over again and be chronic because it's a dark energy and we got to remove that and literally sew everything back up together again, the aura and meridians and everything, to get that thing out of there. So yeah, there's all different crazy ways I work with people. And the only reason that I do it is because someone did it to me at some point and it really worked. And then I learned and I mastered it. So yeah.
I find it fascinating that we can do things virtually now. I mean, COVID kind of brought it out for us as kind of like a bonus for all the practitioners that can do things now virtually. But I think it's also for a lot of people to understand that there is quantum healing possibilities. We can send the energetic vibe across the light, I guess you could, that's how I could say it, across the airstreams, if you will, or across the Zooms for that matter. Now, a lot of people are like, that's crazy.
It is crazy. I agree. I think it is every day.
I absolutely agree. I think it's absolutely insane, you know, based on being a Midwest gal who, you know, I got to test everything out 5 times before I believe it. And I'm an acupuncturist. So, I mean, here we are. But, you know, I think one of the cool things, though, about this that I'd like folks to really understand is that you're just guiding them. It's their body doing it. And that's kind of the big thing that I want folks to take away from this, is that you have the ability to heal yourself. The person on the other side, Dr. Roberts, is guiding you. He's helping you to pull things out. So tell us how you explain that to folks. Cause I'm speaking for myself and speaking for you right now, and I don't want to do that. So
yeah, I just tell them that I'm observing them healing. I'm not putting any of my energy into them.
Yep.
I'm not getting involved in their energy. I've learned a long time ago, don't do that. Like, don't give someone your energy to heal, because that doesn't work too well. It also creates an addiction. Like, you know, if you give a person a fish, they get to eat for a day. If you teach them how to fish, they could sustain themselves for a lifetime. So you got to help people to get themselves to heal. And I observe it. So the observation part is like that quantum physics part. You know, if you heard about that, they observe a particle and the particle only reacts when someone observes it. They did all these quantum physics researches, like research studies like that. And I just know what to observe. And I could talk to someone as I'm observing. I could look at the bones in their neck and all of a sudden like stress with mom comes up and they're like, oh yeah, that's been going on there. I had migraines since my mom passed away or whatever. And we have to release that, because as I'm observing, I might get messages or things like that, or they might get messages. Sometimes I'm working on someone and they tell me like, oh, this is coming up with my dog or whatever. So the observation is just what assists those things. Because as you've seen right now, you could focus on your own body inside and get things to kind of change. But when you have two people do it, it's even more. Mm-hmm. And we have a group of people doing it. There's like weird, like groups of people focusing. I've seen them pull someone out of a coma within moments.
Wow.
Like, things like that. If you get the group and one person focuses all their focus and with using the group energy. So things like that, it's literally is miraculous. And that's what I expect every day, is the miraculous. Mm-hmm. To me, that's what excites me. That's what's fun for me. And, you know, I get all these other crazy people like me that like, yeah, that's amazing. That works. I don't know how it does it, but I feel it and it changes. And, you know, that's what I love. Yeah.
It's fascinating. I mean, I love seeing things like this and just having you work on me with, you know, telling me what to do and have me kind of move through things. I mean, it's great. I actually feel pretty dang good. Now it's my hip. So now I know my hip is the problem. And that's what I've got to work on moving forward and get some dark stuff out of there. Cause I'm pretty sure there's good juicy stuff in there. That's for a whole nother podcast, folks, because that might be, I don't know. That might be really entertaining or disturbing. I'm not sure which, based on what's going on in there. But Dr. Robert, thank you so much for coming on and putting me through a whole session of what someone could do. And folks, I mean, literally this is what I did exactly, right? Dr. Robert is what folks could do in their own home to help work on something.
Yeah, there's a couple of good books that explain some of these kind of self-healing, like focusing energy. The first one I've read was the Sedona Method. It's a very popular book. It's a little bit more complex, though, than what I did. One that's a little bit simpler that is actually my favorite that I tell the most people to get is Letting Go, The Pathway to Surrender.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That is, I think it's the most simplest form of it all. And then for people, I found this guy who's more of a Christian-based healer, but he really believes in healing a lot. And this one's a little more Christian-based, but it's a very small little book. This one's called Emotional Healing in 3 Easy Steps.
Mm-hmm.
And these books, there's different styles and different ways of doing it, but they all kind of do the same thing, just a little bit differently, you know, technique, but all do the same thing. Teach you to focus on you to heal.
Which we've taken that focus off, unfortunately, with modern medicine and really turned it into a medicine of disease versus a medicine of being able to heal yourself. Now, healing yourself sounds batty to a lot of people. And unfortunately, we were designed to be able to heal ourselves. And that's what I'm hoping for folks to be able to start investigating and really discovering, because you could save yourself a lot of grief in the long run. And intuition to predict things coming up. So
I'm right with you on that, definitely.
Man, well, we'll keep this process going for folks and keep talking about different things. And those books are great. I'll make sure that I have them in our podcast notes at drjkrausnd.com. And so guys, if you liked what we were talking about here today and you really want to get more information and maybe you want to work with Dr. Robert, heal profoundly, right? I'm getting it right this time. I know last time I messed it up. Healprofoundly.com, correct?
That's it. Yep.
Guys, go head over to his website,
take a look at what he's got there. Consider working with him, especially if you have something that you've been dealing with for a very long time and it's just nothing is working to get rid of it. Sometimes you need a little boost and someone to help focus. Like we had talked about, you focus, they focus, get things done together. That's what I'm thinking. Yeah. So that was amazing. Thanks again. We will probably be talking about something again here soon. So guys, stay tuned. Dr. Roberts coming back on for sure again here in the near future. Thanks again.
Thank you. It was a lot of fun.
Hey, fellow health junkie. Thanks for listening to the Health Fix podcast. If you enjoyed tuning in, please help support me to get the word out about the podcast. Subscribe, rate, and review, and just get that word out. Thanks again for listening.